This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
In the wake of the recent riots that have rocked Britain, Prime Minister David Cameron has said that the country's social problems have exploded in its face. Nina Maria Potts reports.
The UK government is not afraid to tackle Britain's moral breakdown. That was the message from the Prime Minister in what amounted to a social policy review following last week's riots.
What last week has shown is this moral neutrality, this relativism, it is not going to cut it anymore.
The nation's moral collapse has politicians on all sides pointing the finger of blame. David Cameron, though, claimed his passion for fixing Britain's broken society had burned long before he became Prime Minister.
Family and parenting is where we have got to start. I've been saying this for years.
The Conservative Party leader says he now wants a family test on all domestic policies affecting Britain's most dysfunctional families, rejecting criticism that welfare and funding cuts for youth programmes had contributed to the crisis. He said the real problem was a sense of angry entitlement among the rioters. Instead, he said it was time to declare war on gang culture.
It is a major criminal disease that has infected streets and estates across our country. Stamping out these gangs should be a new national priority.
Government should not be afraid to crack down on antisocial behaviour, said the Prime Minister, but he also called for communities to take action.
We must not be put off by allegations that this is nanny state or interfering. These families cause huge trouble for the rest of society, but they also have huge problems for themselves.
More than 1,500 people have been arrested and 892 suspected rioters charged. Police continue to raid suspects' homes, but they're angry over cuts to the police force and recent criticism over how they handled the crisis. David Cameron defended the cuts, accusing Labour of throwing money at the problem. Opposition leader Ed Miliband was having none of it.
I'm not interested in blaming one government or one policy or even defending one government. I'm proud of what the Labour government did to advance young people's chances. The New Deal, the minimum wage, rebuilding our schools. These changes advance the cause of young people.
David Cameron said he would make Britain's non-military national service open to all teenagers in a bid to engage them. He also wants to overhaul the UK's human rights laws. But it's too early to make policy judgments, according to Thomas Lawson from LEAP, a charity confronting conflict.
We can cover a whole range of reasons why people have erupted into violence recently. And trying to understand it now, it's way too early. At very best, it's premature, and at worst, perhaps, it's just a way of kind of trying to win political capital or funding for an organisation.
There is a fragile calm on the streets of London more than a week after the first riots broke out. Police are out in force, and politicians are still scrambling to respond. But there is little faith they hold any of the answers. Nina Maria Potts, Deutsche Welle Radio, London.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.